The morning air in Salem, Idaho, carries a distinct stillness that only those of us who have spent years in the field truly recognize. It is the kind of quiet that feels heavy, pressing down on the gravel of the long driveway leading into the property. On June 9th, 2020, that silence was broken by the rhythmic thud of shovels meeting packed earth. We had been searching for months, chasing ghosts through a labyrinth of religious fanaticism and digital breadcrumbs. But the focus had narrowed to a specific patch of land behind a red outbuilding. I stood near the edge of what the owners called the pet cemetery, watching the tactical teams and forensic specialists set their perimeters. The grass here was different. In a 4x2-foot section, the blades were shorter, the color slightly off, as if the earth beneath had been disturbed and then hurriedly repaired. We began to peel back the sod, moving with a deliberate slowness that respected the gravity of what we suspected lay beneath. The first few inches of topsoil gave way to reveal three large, flat white rocks positioned like a subterranean marker. Beneath those stones, we found thin pieces of wood paneling. My heart tightened as the first glimpse of black plastic emerged from the dirt. We were no longer looking for missing persons. We were standing over the final resting place of Joshua Jackson Vallow and Tylee Ryan. The road to that backyard began long before the first shovel hit the ground. Rooted in a series of events that seemed isolated at the time, but formed a lethal pattern in hindsight, the investigation officially gained momentum in late November 2019, when a welfare check for a 7-year-old boy at a Rexburg townhome turned up nothing but lies. The boy's mother, Lori Vallow, told us her son was in Arizona with a family friend. When we followed that lead, it evaporated instantly. Within 24 hours, Lori and her new husband, Chad Daybell, had fled to Hawaii, leaving behind a storage unit filled with children's clothing, bikes, and a haunting collection of doomsday literature. As we dug into their history, we realized the trail of death extended back through multiple states. It started with the shooting of Lori's previous husband, Charles Vallow, in July 2019. Her brother Alex Cox claimed self-defense, but the forensics never quite aligned with his story. Then came the sudden death of Chad's wife, Tammy Daybell, in October 2019. Initially ruled as natural causes, her passing occurred just 2 weeks before Chad and Lori married on a beach in Kauai. We exhumed Tammy's body months later, and the results told a far more violent story of asphyxiation. The children had vanished during this window of chaos. Tylee was last seen on September 8th at Yellowstone National Park, her image captured on a park camera, looking tired and strained. JJ was last seen on September 22nd, sleeping on the shoulder of his uncle Alex. By the time we arrived at the Rexburg apartment in November, the children had been gone for 2 months, and their mother had never reported them missing. The evidence unearthed in that backyard provided a technical, harrowing map of their final moments. When we cut through the black plastic covering the first site, we encountered a secondary layer of white plastic, the kind used for household trash. Inside, we found the body of a small child, tightly bound with duct tape. He was still wearing his red pajamas. The duct tape had been applied with a terrifying precision, wrapped multiple times around the head, the mouth, and the wrists. The forensic pathologist would later note abrasions on the boy's neck, suggesting a desperate, futile struggle to pull the plastic from his face. This was JJ Vallow. A few yards away, near the fire pit, the recovery became significantly more complex. We didn't find a body in the traditional sense. Instead, we found a melted green plastic bucket buried in the earth. Inside and around that bucket were charred remains, human tissue, and bone fragments that had been subjected to extreme heat. It took days of sifting through the dirt to recover what was left of 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. The forensic anthropologists had to reconstruct her presence from pieces of a skull, a few vertebrae, and a mass of organs that had been dismembered and burned. There was no identifiable cause of death for Tylee because of the state of the remains, but the presence of sharp force trauma on her pelvic bone indicated she had been stabbed or hacked with a heavy blade. The digital evidence tied the timeline together perfectly. Cell phone pings from Alex Cox's device placed him at the exact locations of the graves on the mornings following each child's disappearance. He was on the property for hours, moving between the house and the burial sites, while Chad Daybell sent text messages to his wife about shooting a large raccoon and burying it in the pet cemetery. The legal resolution of this case was as protracted and grueling as the search itself. Lori Vallow Daybell was the first to face a jury in 2023. Throughout the trial, she sat with a detached, almost serene expression. Even as the most graphic photos of her children's remains were displayed, the prosecution built a case not just on the physical evidence, but on the chilling religious motivations that fueled the murders. Witnesses testified that Lori and Chad believed the children had become zombies, their souls replaced by dark spirits that could only be released through the destruction of the physical body. This was a conspiracy of greed and fanaticism, designed to remove the obstacles to their new life together and secure Social Security benefits. In May 2023, the jury found Lori guilty on all counts, including the first-degree murders of JJ and Ty Lee and conspiracy to murder Tammy Daybell. She was sentenced to multiple consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole. Chad Daybell's trial followed in 2024. His defense attempted to frame him as a victim of Lori's manipulation, a man blinded by love, but the evidence of his direct involvement in the burials was insurmountable. On May 30, 2024, he was convicted of the same charges. 2 days later, the jury returned a unanimous verdict for the death penalty. He currently sits on death row in Idaho, awaiting the appeals process. Alex Cox, the hand that likely carried out the physical acts of violence, never faced a courtroom. He died of a blood clot in December 2019, just as the investigation was closing in. The house in Salem stands as a grim reminder of the cost of their delusions. The case concluded with the total collapse of the doomsday world they tried to build, leaving behind only the memory of two children who deserved a mother's protection, but found only a shallow grave in the Idaho dirt.